All right. They say behind every great joke is a sad story, a sad true story. Well, I do have an addiction to gambling, and that is extremely sad. Now, I just got done losing all my money again, and we're talking 2 weeks ago, Monday, same thing, and not just 2 weeks ago, Monday, but probably 2 weeks before that, and 2 weeks before that, and 2 weeks before that, and we're talking, that's $800 a pop with nothing to show for it. And it is devastating. Like, I can cry right now, and I have an emotional disorder that causes me to cry uncontrollably without warrant or whatever, but I can legitimately cry. Like, I was so upset tonight. I mean, I went to the casino. I withdrew, or I got cash back at the Shell gas station when I bought my dog a piece of beef jerky from the Shell. And I looked at the cashier, and I gave her my credit card or my ATM card or whatever. And I said, hey, could you do me a favor and hold this for me? Keep this for me. And she said, why? And I said, because if you don't, I'm not going to have any money tomorrow. And this is at, 9:30, 10 o'clock last night. And she laughed and took it as a joke and pretty much, so what casino are you going to? And good luck and all the things that are not the best things to tell a problem gambler such as myself. I'm like, no, you don't understand. If you don't hold my card for me, she goes, I won't be here when you get back. And it's like, well, just put it in the register and leave it there till tomorrow. And it'll be like I left it here by accident. And when I come and get it tomorrow, I'll still have money. Can you please do this? And she generously declined. And I'm like, I'm making a big deal about it. Like, you don't understand. You don't understand. Two weeks ago today, I lost all my money. And we're talking, I lost $600. And on my last $20, the machine I was playing jackpotted. And I won hand pay $1,392 and some odd amount of change. And I had $200 on the machine. So we're looking at like pretty well close, within, 10, $20 of $1,600. Now, mind you, I just told you I lost $600 on my last 20, hit $1,392 with $200 on the machine. And I gave the $200 to that machine, and the entire jackpot that I have to, that I owe taxes for, I gave it all back. I sat there trying to get it again on another machine. I gave it all back, and I, tonight I had that $20 from the Shell that I
and I got cash back, and I left my credit card in the car with the dog, went in there, lost the $20 within like minutes, went out to the car, put water in the car for the dog, grabbed my credit card, went back in, hit the ATM machine, slapped out $200 cold cash. First machine I played, I'm down $160. The next machine I play, I lose that $20. My last $20 out of $200, it starts going to bonuses and jet, I get the machine up to $600 and down to $400 and back up to $600 and down to $400, under $400 and back up to $600. And I jump on the machine next to me, and I mean, I got enough money. It's $2 to max bet. I ain't fucking around. I'm max betting straight up. Bam, 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 bonus. Blah, 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 blah. I got that money, the last $20. No. Yeah. I lost $200 that I took out of the ATM, so I'm down $220. I take out another $100, lose $80 of that, my last $20. I get that machine up to over $600 three times, you know, down to $400, down to $300 something, you know, back up to $600. And I jump on the machine next to that, and I get it up to $900. You know, forget the fact that I just lost $800 2 weeks ago, anniversary, and time again, anniversary after anniversary. $900. And I looked at that machine and I thought, I'm going to play every machine on this row and max bet them. And I did. And I max betted hundreds of dollars away on each machine until I was down to $20, $11, $8, no dollars, and back at the ATM. Back at the ATM. And took out another $100. That makes $300, $400. The first ATM withdrawal was $200. The second ATM withdrawal was $100. So I'm down $300 plus the $20 that I got the cash back. $320 I'm down, and I get the machine up to $900. And I don't cash out and leave and think, by the grace of God, I got $900. I was in here moments ago minus negative $320 fucking dollars. And I got a machine that I can print this ticket out and get over $900. I just lost another $100. Now I can cash it out and get $800. Nope. Just lost another $100. I can cash it out and get $700. Nope. I can cash it out and get $600. Nope. And I spend all that $600 trying to get back to the $900. And it isn't happening. And I lose it all. And then I take another $100 out. And I lose all of that. And I go to the ATM and it says declined. And that's because I only had $500 in the bank. So I took out 20, took out 3, took out 1. Could have left with over $900, gave it all back, and then lost my last $100 that was in the bank, leaving me penniless for another 2 weeks. So I don't know when this is supposed to get funny, but I'm hella hungry right now. I'm going to eat some chili and I'm going to have a hamburger. And I didn't think twice when I was leaving that casino. I was so upset. So upset. You know, I could literally flip out and, you know, look like Casey Jones from the Ninja Turtles. I want to smash something, breaking everything in this motherfucker. And on the verge of crying and having a nervous breakdown and a psychotic break and just, oh my God, what have I done? You know, going into the bathroom and taking a piss and hitting the wall with my fist and my elbow and knowing better than to hit it real hard and hurt myself. But just knowing that this gambling has to stop. If I didn't go, I'd have $500 in the bank right now as I speak. If I would have cashed out, I would have had over $100 in the bank and $900 in my pocket, which would have been $500 more than what I started with before I followed my addiction and ended up at the casino. I banned myself. I banned myself tonight for an entire year. Gave a description of my tattoo on my arm, my vehicle license, phone number, driver's license, the date that picture was taken, my favorite machines. And I banned myself for an entire year from the casino tonight. That's how hurt I was. And this isn't the first time, and I want it to be the very last time. I truly do. And there's no comedy in this. There's nothing funny about this. It might be funny because it's true, but it's so devastating. I mean, oh my God. If you think about all the dollars you threw away smoking cigarettes since you started as a teenager, how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars would you have if you saved that money instead? And all the money that I've lost at the casino, not just this month or last month, but in my lifetime. I could never get that back. And the only way to start getting any of it back is not to go. And if you're going to the casino to try to win $500 and, like me, had $500 in the bank, you already have $500. You don't need to try to win any money. You've already won it. You got it. It's yours. You own it. Don't gamble it. Don't risk it. Don't chance it. Don't throw it away. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with me? I couldn't leave the casino. I'm looking at the machine. I'm talking to myself. My subconscious is screaming, Michael, what are you doing? That's exactly what you wanted. You wanted to come here and you wanted to win fucking money. And you lost $300 and you just fucking tripled it. Get the fuck out. Go. Leave now. No, I think I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, press this button 50 more times and cost another 100. And then press this button on this machine 50 more times and cost 100. And press and just watch it go from a fat 9,000 credits to a weak fucking 38 cents add more money. If you want to place a dumb low bet that wouldn't pay a fucking goddamn nickel if you fucking one-lined it. Yes, oh my God, it's so devastating. I'm still shook up about it. I still want to cry. I apologized to my dog. I held his hand all the way there. And I could tell he knew I was upset and he was probably scared, but I just held his paw and he let me hold his paw. And I drove home. I didn't scream, I didn't yell, I didn't flip out, I didn't break down, I didn't cry. All those emotions that I was feeling during my idiocy, my stupidness, and just, you know, taking a substantial loss and turning it into a positive thing and walking out of there like, hey, I got my money back. And today was a good day. I'm leaving with 900 plus. Got money in the bank. I can go buy things that I wanted to do and fix this mobile home and the wood rot and the holes and do things productive with the money and have something to show for it with the money and just be productive and positive and you know, help out grandma, pay her registration for her car, pay her PG&E bill, or pay the difference that it's changed since I moved next door, you know. And it's just, I can't buy my dog's treats. I mean, I did order a swimming pool before I went and lost it all, but I almost feel like I gotta cancel the swimming pool order just so I can have, you know, $70 for the week in case I need money when I should have 900 fucking crisp ones in my pocket or my hand or on my counter right now, and I don't have anything. But having banned myself for a whole year from the casino is a bit settling, a bit relieving, a bit rid of the problem is what it is. Now I gotta go another 2 weeks with no money. Which means I've gone a month, 2 months, 3 months with no money. I've actually gone years with no money. And having gone years with no money and actually getting money and losing it at the casino as if I never even had money still, I don't know what it's like to have money. I don't know what it's like to look in my wallet and see money. I don't know what it's like to go, hey, I want to buy that. I could really use that, or I need that, or that would be great to help with whatever. Because I never have money. I don't know what it's like to have money. And even when I have money, I don't have money. And they say money is the root of all evil. And truly, I believe the evil is playing with human beings' inability to control their compulsive behavior. And I've literally pissed away thousands of dollars. I had $19,000. I woke up with $19,000 in the bank. And I woke up within 3 months with nothing. I used to have 4,000 cash in my pocket and 4,000 cash on my bookshelf and 3,000 in the bank. And I lost it all gambling. Just the other day, my friend Jake picked me up to take me to the casino. He gave me $30. I lost $10 right away with my $20 that the last 20. I got the machines I played, I got that money up to $550. And guess what? I didn't cash out. I didn't pay him back. I didn't leave with money. I didn't surprise him in the car like, hey, bro, boom, here's 250 bucks. Love ya. Good looking out. No, I didn't do none of that. I gave it all fucking back. You know? Went to the ATM and took out 20 of my $36. Well, actually $24.50 because of the transaction fee of my $36. And lost that too. I went with my friend Sean. My friend Sean came at 1 in the morning with his girlfriend, and we went to the casino, and he gave me 20 bucks. I turned that into 180. Lost all that too. So my most recent memories that I have coming to surface right now is going with Jake and winning $550 off the $30 he gave me. No! Wanna fuck around, motherfuckers? What? Huh? Stop it. I had to break up the pit bulls. I didn't hit them with my little pin stun gun. Just the sound makes them know I'm not playing that shit. Well, anyways, I lost $550 that I won off of 20 bucks out of the 30 that Jake gave me. Out of the 20 that Sean gave me, I won 180 bucks and gave all that back. I just lost $320 and won 900 and gave all that back and lost 200 more trying to chase that 900 again. And that just left me unable to withdraw funds, insufficient funds, transaction declined. So I banned myself for an entire year from this casino. And the other casino is going to give me $25 to blow next Monday, which will be fine because if I can win off that $25 next Monday, that would be great. Because I don't have any money this week or next week, and let's just say by the grace of God I'm like, hey, you better fucking leave. Even if it's just $50 or $100 or whatever. Because I don't have any money in my bank account to run to and fucking destroy my ability to accomplish anything productive, progressive. Anyways, like I said, I was hungry. My chili's done. My hamburger's done. I've got to feed my dogs. We're going to have dinner at 2:40 a.m. Less than 5 hours ago, I had $500 in the bank. Less than 4 hours ago, I was down 320, and then I was up 900, and then down another 200. So with my winnings and my losses and my paycheck, I'm, you know, about $3,200 gone, attributed to inability to control my gambling addiction. And I am standing up and asking for help and support. And I would like anyone that knows anyone or maybe suffering themselves from a gambling addiction or a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction or a sex addiction or any kind of addiction that's got you hemmed up. It could be a candy or a caffeine or a sugar. I don't know. But I just... I'm still not finding any way to put a joke in this, but if you guys laugh because you've experienced some of the things I've shared with you, then the joke's right there. True story. Love yourself. Anything that can be easily addictive, anything can be addictive. And anything beyond moderation can become addictive. And just teach your kids and your family and yourself to stay away from those places and keep the few bucks you got, because it's better than almost having more and then having none. Mike and Mike, AM Radio, radio for your rectum. Till next time. Over and out. Copy. Tempo.